What's going on, everybody out there on YouTube again? This is Kent. I am coming at you guys again with another YouTube video. I am recording this video up here on my cell phone. I don't have my camcorder with me this time. I make all my YouTube videos with a HD camcorder, so I don't have my camcorder with me. I just have my cell phone, all right? I'm recording this video on my 6 Plus, iPhone 6 Plus. But anyways, what I want to talk about in this video, man, I just want to talk about the dating scene again. You know, this is probably the most original topic that I talk about on pretty much all my videos is the dating scene and things like that. You know, and what I want to say is that, you know, I'm sitting here in this parking lot. As you can see, I'm sitting here in this parking lot. You know, I was in the mall and things like that. I'm in the mall, right? And women show no interest in me, man. Not just me being in a public place like the mall or something like that. I just feel that women in general just don't show any interest in me, man. And I just really feel that, you know, women don't find me attractive. You know, women don't find me attractive at all, man. You know, and it's really difficult for me to accept that, how women don't find me attractive, man. You know, I'm just not a cool guy. I really, you know, pretty much, to be honest, I really have nothing to offer a woman, to be honest, man. I don't have nothing to offer a female. You know, I just try to, you know, be all I can be. You know, I try to be myself and be who I am. You know, that's all I can be in this life, is to be myself and be who I am. But you can't even do that. Even if you be yourself and be who you are, you will still get rejected, and you'll still get turned down if you be yourself and you be who you are. You see what I'm saying? And I realize, you know, all I can be in life is to be myself and be who I am. You know, and you know, they just show no interest in me. Women never ever show no interest in me, man. And I really feel that, you know, I will be alone and I'll be by myself, suffer from true forced loneliness for the rest of my life, man. For the rest of my life. Because I really feel, you know, true romantic love is not meant for me, man. I really feel, you know, I wasn't meant to be loved by a woman, man. Somebody starting up their car. I really feel I wasn't meant to be loved by a woman, man. No woman will ever be able to call me her boyfriend. Never. That never ever happened to me. I want that to happen, but I really feel it'll never happen. No woman will ever call me her boyfriend, and I'd never get to call a girl my girlfriend. Never. Never will. And all these other people out here, you know, you'll see that. You see other couples, man, especially in the mall. I saw a whole bunch of couples in the mall, you know, and it just really encouraged me to do this video. It really encouraged me to do this video. I see all these couples in the mall, you know what I'm saying? It just encouraged me to do this video, man, how women show no interest in me and women pay no attention to me. And some of you guys are probably wondering, oh, Kent, you should probably approach the woman. You should probably approach her and talk to her and things like that. You know, I don't even do that anymore. I don't even approach women and talk to them anymore. You know, I really feel, you know, I really feel that is a waste of time, man. I really feel, you know, just approaching women and trying to talk to them and all that stuff. You know, I really feel, you know, all that is a waste of time, man. Because I already know the result. You know, I already know the result. I'm gonna get rejected. I'm gonna get rejected. You know, like I always do, man. I mean, that's just the truth, and that's just how it is, man. You know. It's a guy passing by on his bicycle. You know, I just really feel women they don't show no interest in me, man. You know, they don't like me. They don't care about my feelings, man. Women never cared about my feelings. No woman ever showed any type of interest in me, man. No woman wants to go out with me. Why is that? Because I'm unattractive. and I'm just a reject. I was just meant to be alone, suffer from true force loneliness for the rest of my life.
That's just how it is.
It doesn't even faze me.
I wonder if there are couples right behind me. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Those people walking behind me, I wouldn't be surprised if they're couples. I mean, I drive. I have a car. You know, I was in the main city the other day. You know, I was in the main city the other day. You know, it was a beautiful night to be out in the main city. And I drove out there by myself. I should be driving out there with a woman right now. She should be in the passenger seat right now. We could be going out to lunch and dinner and all that stuff. But no, I will never get to experience those nice romantic things, man. And I never will. True love is not meant for me. And I will not accept that, man. I want to be loved by a woman. I want a woman to accept me for who I am and like me for who I am, man. But I really feel that won't happen, even though if I do end up having a woman in my life. And you know what she's going to do? Do you know what she's going to do? 9 times out of 10, she's going to take advantage of me, and she's going to take my kindness for weakness, and she's going to use me for my money. That's all she's gonna do. Use me for my money to give back to somebody else. To some low life dude. That's what these women will do, and I'm a victim of that because that has happened to me in the past, and it really pisses me off, you know, and it really makes me mad even thinking about it, man. You know, and people say, oh, Kent, just forget about the dating scene, you know, just focus on your life, you know, focus on doing other stuff. No, I can't just forget about the dating scene when I have to go out in public and run errands and all that stuff, and I have to go out here and see other couples. No, I will not forget about the dating scene. You're going to tell me just to forget about women and forget about the dating scene? No, I will not forget about women. That's just going to make me even more pissed off. Because you're basically telling me that I will never be able to attract a woman. Which is true. But I want to have a woman in my life. I want a girlfriend. I want to go on a date. But I can't have that. I deserve it. Other guys like myself, we deserve it more than all these other lowlifes out here. We deserve it. They don't deserve it. You know? If I go back in the mall right now, same thing's gonna happen. Not one woman's gonna show any interest in me. And you're probably wondering, oh, Kent, you should just go up to a woman who's working at whatever store she's working at. You should just strike up a conversation and talk to her. No, I'm not gonna do that because all her co-workers are gonna be hanging around looking, and I don't want people knowing all my business. People out in the public, in person, I don't want them knowing that I like this particular female, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to talk crap about me and say how unattractive I am, and they're going to be like, oh, you shouldn't date him. No, don't date him. Don't date him. He's unattractive. He ain't no cool guy. Why would you want to go out with a guy like him? Look at him. They'll say something like that, or something probably worse than that. Look, interracial couples. Black guy and an Asian guy that just walk past me. Are they walking that way? They walk that way. couples. It really hurts me to my core to see that. It really hurts my feelings when I have to go out and see that, because I'll never get to experience that. Because I'll never get to experience that. I was drinking some Pepsi, some cherry Pepsi. I'll never get to experience that. Even with other races of women, like if you saw that guy in the window, that black guy and that Asian girl, they got a kid together. No race of woman want me. Black, white, Asian, Latino, none of them want me. None of them. Oh, they went and walked and got something to drink or got something to eat. Those couples over there, I see them in my window, in my rear view, in my side view mirror. I see them. You know, but.
You better turn that music off.
I don't want to get a copyright strike. You know how sensitive YouTube is when it comes to music. But, I mean, I really don't understand why women are not attracted to me. I go out there, you know, they just don't want to talk to me. They show no interest in me. I'm just not a cool guy. I'm just not attractive to women. They just don't find me attractive, I guess. Maybe if I was more attractive, they probably would talk to me. And here's the thing. I want to address some things, too. I want to address a few things. People say, oh, Kent, don't you lose the glasses? You know what I'm saying? Get some contacts, you know, maybe get some laser eye surgery. Let me tell you this. How about you send me some money so I could get laser eye surgery or so I could get contacts? How about that? Send me some money. You're not going to do that crap. No, you're not going to do it. Then shut the hell up. Oh, Kent, why don't you just lose those hats, man? No, this is my style. This is who I am. This is me being myself. By me wearing these snapbacks and these on-field hats. That's my style. That's who I am. I collect those. I collect all hats, all teams. I want to get all teams. I want to get all 30 baseball teams, all 30 basketball teams, all 32 football teams in the future when it comes to my hats, hat collection. And I don't know how many hockey teams are there. I believe they're 30. I'm going to get all 30 hockey teams. If there are 30 hockey teams, correct me if I'm wrong how many hockey teams there are. But I want to get all teams from all sports. I want to get all their hats. That's just me. I just collect them for fun. Collect them to wear them. So, telling me to lose the glasses, you know, how about you send me a couple thousand dollars so I could go and get laser eye surgery. How about that? Or a couple $100s, depending on how much it costs. How about at least send me $1,000 to get laser eye surgery? How about you do that? You're not gonna do that? No. No. So don't tell me to lose my glasses if you're not gonna send me no money. Bunch of bastards. I hate human beings like that. They wanna give you constructive criticism. You know, tell you should do this, you should do that, and you don't want to do it. Well, how about they send you some money? If people really want me to lose my glasses, you will send me some money. But you know, you just saying that just to get on my nerves, just flapping at your mouth. You know, anybody who tell me, oh, lose those glasses, how about you send me at least $1,000? Send me that much money and I'll go and get laser eye surgery. You're not going to do that? Then shut the hell up. Every other guy out there is better than me. Every other guy out there is better than me. That's when it comes to the dating scene, and that's when it comes to, you know, attracting women. No woman wants to date me. No woman wants to go out with me. It's a beautiful day today. You're not going to take a woman out to lunch or something, or out to dinner, or out to a movie. But no. No. These women will go out here and date all these other low-life dudes, but not me, or any other guy like myself. I really feel, you know, I wasn't meant to be loved by a woman. I wasn't meant to be loved by any woman, man. No woman wants to call me her boyfriend. Never. I don't understand, man. And as for, you know, if I ever get lucky, because I used to always get my hopes up. You know, when I would talk to women, get their phone numbers and all that stuff, and I said this before a few times in my previous videos, I would get my hopes up. You know, every time I get a female's phone number, you know, I tell her, hey, you know, it's okay if I could give you a call later, or if I could send you a text later. She say, yeah, sure, not a problem. You know? And I send her a phone call, I send her a text message, you know. I send her a phone call, send her a text message, and, oh my gosh, I messed up my video, man. There's people in front of me getting in their car. But like I was saying, you know, they say, oh sure, not a problem, okay. I send them a phone call, I send them a text message, and they don't even respond. Even if they do respond, they take 5 or 6 hours to text back, or don't even text back at all. Okay, let's say I give them a call. Oh my gosh. Don't distract me. I'm trying to make a video and they distracting me. Okay. I'll try to ignore it. But I send them gosh, get in the car, yes, do what he says, get in the damn car. Like I was saying, I call them, leave them a message, leave them a voicemail, they don't call me back, just leave me on. Just to reject me in a harsh way. If a woman ignores your phone calls, and if a woman ignores your text messages, that means she's not interested in you, man. Either she's playing hard to get, playing them stupid mind games like they always do, or they're playing hard to get. And I'm not gonna, you know, putting up with, put, when women play hard to get, oh my God. Man, I should have parked. So I should park way down there where there's nobody. I'm never parking close to the building again. People be talking and distracting me from making a video. But like I was saying, and I don't like being distracted when I'm trying to film. But like I was saying, you know, when these women will play hard to get, you know, that stuff. When you feel that a woman is playing hard to get, man. Oh, I'm just busy. Oh, I'm very busy. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. They ain't really busy. They ain't really busy at all. They just playing the mind games. They just trying to show another way that they're not interested in you without, quote unquote, hurting your feelings, is what they say. So I really don't even waste my time when women play hard again, play them stupid mind games, taking hours and hours and hours to text back. Or don't text back at all. I don't got time for that crap anymore, man. I really don't. It's a waste of my time. But what really gets under my skin is that going out here seeing these other couples, man. Oh, before I say that, if a woman really likes you, if a woman is really interested in you, you send her a text message, she will call you back right away. I take that back. She will text you back right away. Within 10 minutes, she'll text you back. And if you call her, she will answer your phone call. She won't ignore your phone call on purpose, is what these women will do. These women will do that. They will ignore your phone call on purpose. If a woman really liked you, if a woman was really interested in you, she would have answered her phone. She would have talked to you. But, you know, I'll never get to experience that. I go in this mall. I try to, look at things, look at some new clothes. I probably shop for a new hat that I might purchase, you go out here, you walk, because when you go to, especially it's the weekend now, today is Sunday, it's the weekend, you see a lot of people at the mall. It's a lot of people at the mall on the weekends, man. A lot of people, because kids are not in school, people are off of work and all that stuff. It's a lot of people in the mall on the weekends, and I go out and look at some stuff, things that I like in the mall. There's a lot of things that I like in the mall that I plan on purchasing soon, but it's on my wish list. And I go out and I see all these couples, man. All these couples. It makes me feel bad, man. Because I'll never get to experience it. I might do a video and filming myself in the mall. Looking at all these other couples. It really just makes me feel bad to my core. To my heart. Because I'll never get to experience that. Because true love is not meant for me, man. Women show no type of interest in me. No woman does. They show zero interest in me. There is no hope out there for me. There is no hope out there for me at all. Women show zero interest in me, man. Women are not attracted to me. They're just not. If a woman was attracted to me, I would have a girlfriend. If a woman was attracted to me. But no woman is attracted to me. And people want to go and say, just focus on you, just be who you are, do the things that you like to do, save your money right, get your money right, and the women will come. Ain't no woman gonna come. There are guys out here who have money, more money than I do, and they can't get women either. Ain't no woman gonna come to me if I get everything right. Get my stuff together, get everything in the order that I need to get in order. Ain't no woman gonna come to me. Ain't no woman coming now. Even if you could be the nice looking guy in the whole world, you'll probably be able to get a woman. People say, oh, Kent got a six figure. I'm not a thousandaire. I don't make thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm not rich. Yeah, I said it. I'm not rich. I'm far from rich. I'm 50 times far from rich. I'm not rich at all. I struggle every day just like you to live. I'm not rich. Just because, you know, just because I have hats, just because I have, I wear nice, clean snapbacks and on-field fitted hats, and I wear clean clothes, and I keep my car clean, you know, that don't mean that I'm rich. That don't mean that I'm rich. I'm not rich. I just like to keep my car clean. I just like to keep my car clean. You know, my car always stays clean because nobody else rides in it but me. I keep my car clean, you know, and I like to keep my clothes clean. I like to iron all my polo shirts. You know, I get my hair cut. You know, I get a ball fade. I put a part right here. You know, put a little line on my hairline, the little line up here. I get a part when I get a ball fade. I shave my beard. You know, I like to be clean. That don't mean that I'm rich. Just because I like to be clean, that don't mean that I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm 50 times far from being rich. But the fact is that women are not attracted to me, man. Because I'm just a reject. I have to go out here in this mall. In this mall, looking like a reject. Looking like a loser that I am. Sitting in this car looking like a reject, looking like a loser. Seeing couples walking out, buying the things that they like. Well, those couples that was behind me 20-some minutes ago, you know, they probably just walked over. They probably were just walking because there's a restaurant over here. They probably walked and got something from that restaurant. They probably walked to Starbucks. There's a Starbucks right here. They probably walked over there. Got some coffee or something, wherever they like to get. In the food court. Because in the mall that I'm at, they have a food court. They have a food court. You know, I see couples eating together, smiling, enjoying themselves. And I'm sitting there eating by myself. If I ever get hungry, I'm sitting at the food court by myself, looking like a loser, looking like a reject that I am. Some guys are just meant to be losers, man. Some guys are just meant to be losers. I could go back in this mall right now. Not one woman is going to talk to me. Not one woman is going to even pay attention to me at all. They're going to show no interest in me, man. Even if I try to talk to them, they may pretend like they all happy and want to talk to me. But deep down, they don't want to go. They don't want to go out with me. They don't want to go on a date with me. Even if they do get to know me, I'm just a boring guy. I'm not a cool guy. I can never keep a woman interested, man. Never. You know, I can never keep a woman interested, man. I don't have nothing to offer no woman. Even people younger than me are in relationships. I feel I will never get to experience what's it like. I never get to experience what's it like for women to kiss me or have sex. People younger than me are already kissing. And, you know, going out on dates and all that stuff, experiencing those things. But not me. I'm sitting there looking like a fool, like I always do. Looking like a doof, like I always do. And no woman will ever kiss me. No woman will ever kiss my lips. No woman will ever kiss me. No woman want to go out with me. More couples right next to me.
Hey, how's it going?
He gonna try to say hi to me. I just did that. You know, I'm gonna close this video. Well, I'm past 30 minutes. You know, I'm gonna go and do what I need to do, man. But he gonna try to speak to me, say, how's it going? I just did that. If you saw me, I just did that. You know, these people don't understand. For a male who wants to go out on dates and you can't have it. And people say, oh, Kent, you can get a woman. Kent, you can get a woman. I can't get no woman. I can't get no woman. And, my stomach is growling. I'm hungry, man. Man. But, people say, you can get a woman, Kent. I can't get no woman, man. People in my family, everybody else, all the other guys in my family. Heck, you staring at me. You people walking by staring at me. You keep on walking, don't look at me. But like I was saying, people in my family, all the other males in my family, they got boyfriends. They're married. Some of them married, some of them got kids. The girls, the females in my family got boyfriends, but I meant the males, excuse me, I take that back. The males in my family got women already in their lives. Couple got kids already. It's a few that's dating. But not me. I'm the only male in my family who's still single with nobody. And they keep telling me to be confident and all that crap. Confidence don't mean nothing. Just because I be confident, that don't mean that a woman's gonna be attracted to me. Well, can't women, you gotta be confident. Women love a man that is confident. No, they don't. Women don't love a man who's confident. Women love a man who walks around with his pants sagging, who acts like a thug. Gold teeth and all that crap in their mouth. And my cousin try to live that so-called thug life. All my cousins do. They try to live that so-called thug life. That's why they got women. That's why they got women. Well, kid, the reason why your cousins got women is because they're confident. No, it's because they have that type of thuggish demeanor that women like, that women are attracted to. I don't have that thuggish type of demeanor that women like, that women are attracted to. I don't have that thuggish type of demeanor. And I don't want to have that demeanor. Because that's not me. That's not who I am. That's not Kent. I'm almost at 34 minutes. So, man, it's probably the longest video I ever made up here on my channel. But that's all I got to say in this video. I'm going to close this video out, man. This video has been very drawn out, all right? But thank you all for watching my video. This is Kent signing out, man. Women are not attracted to me, man. I don't have nothing to offer no woman, man. They're just not interested in me. There is no hope. This is Kent signing out. Peace.